My next door neighbor got their tree trimmed 9 months ago, and they're getting ready to get their tree trimmed again. And they lost the business card to the person who trimmed it. They couldn't remember who it was. They never stay in touch with them. So what do? They go back to the Yellow Pages in amongst all that guy's competition.
Yep.
Looking for the tree trimmer. When in fact, so by him not staying in touch, he inadvertently is sending them back to his competition.
Absolutely.
Everybody out there has customers. Some of them have a few. Some of them have a lot. Wouldn't it be great to be able to place a warm and friendly phone call to every one of them once a month, at least, with the sole purpose of nurturing them so that they could become loyal clients, and then ultimately you want to turn them into an advocate who refers others to you. But if you've got 500 clients, or heaven forbid, 5,000 clients, you know, you'd never be able to do this. So we're gonna accomplish this using voice broadcast. Here's basically how voice broadcast works. You're going to, first of all, you're going to put together a list of all the people that are your clients, and you can create as many different lists as you want. ABC customers, birthdays, or whatever. You can devise any list. You're going to put them into Microsoft Excel. We teach you how to do it. It's real easy to do. And you're going to upload that list to your voice broadcast manager online. So you're going to have a library of all these different phone lists of people that you would like to call for varying reasons. And then you're just going to pick up your phone, or any phone, and you're going to record a short 20 to 40 second voice broadcast message on any telephone. Then you're going to be able to send that message outbound to connect with the answering machines and live pickups of your entire client base simultaneously. Now, your message can be everything from thank you for your business, happy holidays. You know, there's a lot of I think every single month has some kind of holiday, you know.
Yep.
St. Groundhog Day, whatever.
St. Groundhog, I like that.
Yeah. Reminders, updates, tip of the month. That may be related to floor covering or home maintenance, community events, charitable events, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, birthday calls. Now, probably one of the best, most powerful uses for voice broadcast is to alert people of an arriving mailer.
We use the newsletter called the Home Advisor, so that goes out every month. So.
Right. Well, you know, if I poll most business owners and I ask them how many of you send direct mail pieces to your clients, you know, in the form of newsletters, postcards, whatever, pretty much every hand goes up. But I also tell them that did you know that less than 20% of direct mail ever gets opened? Ever. That's less than 1 out of 5. And here's why. You go to your mailbox and you open it up every day and there's a giant pile in there and you pull it out. And you go over to your, at least I do, I go over to my recycling bin, and, you know, if it isn't a check or a bill or something, you know, blatantly important, I'm gonna throw it away. And yet, people are spending vast amounts of money on direct mail postage and pieces, and they're having no clue. In other words, is it working? I have no idea, and they're wasting a lot of money. So here's a way to supercharge the response you get. So the next time that you're ready to mail out your newsletter, let's say, you send a voice broadcast, the day you send it, and letting your customers know that they'll be getting your newsletter in the next couple of days, you know, and don't throw it away. It's in a white, you know, 6x9 envelope with my name on it, and there's a great article on page 3 that I think you're going to love. So remember, check your mailbox tomorrow. Hope you're doing well. Talk to you soon. And it has been proven that when you do that, when you send a voice broadcast alerting people of an arriving mailer, newsletter, and so forth, it's going to increase readership response by 3 times.
Three times. I hope everybody rewinds this if you're listening to it on the recording. 3 times.
3 times. Readership response. Because what happens is if I get a newsletter in the mail, you're hoping that that person who picked it up is going to see it and open it up and read it. But as I said before, 1 out of 5 do that. Well, if you send a voice broadcast the day before, be on the lookout for my new newsletter. It's in a bright blue envelope, you know, with a little picture of a little dog on it or whatever, you know.
Okay.
To really set up, you describe it exactly. A bright yellow postcard, bright blue envelope, whatever. Don't throw it away. And then give them a sense of discovery. Oh, there's an amazing article on page 3 you're definitely going to want to read. Ooh, I wonder what that's all about. So get them, you know, to do that. And now, and let's say that when you get them to go to that amazing article on page 3, on that same page, somewhere on there, there's also a special offer, something, some call to action for them to do something. And so that is the power of doing that. So, you know, I would have to say that that's probably the most powerful strategy for voice broadcast. But I think the greatest thing about voice broadcast, Jim, is really is the cost. If you put it in perspective, a typical voice broadcast message that connects and plays your message typically costs around 10 cents. So let's say that you had a 30-second message and it actually connected with 1,000 of your clients. That would cost you around $100. Now, if you imagine how much it would cost you in time and manpower to physically sit down and call 1,000 people, there's just no way.
Forget it.
There's no way. In fact, you know, the Direct Marketing Association said again that voice broadcast overall generates almost $30 for every dollar you invest. And they did a study on all these different companies that use these different marketing methods. And categorically, they said voice broadcast is just heads and tails above you know, all these other forms of advertising. So it's great.
Fantastic. And, you know, the nice thing that you said that's important is, you know, the messages that you're suggesting, Jeff, aren't like, hey, come on in, we got 10% off today only. It's not a direct pitch.
Right.
It's a relationship nurturing kind
yes,
of
it is.
Thing. Keep a lookout. You know, the Home Advisor newsletter's coming. It's in a white, you know, envelope.
Right.
It's got my picture on it, et cetera, everything you just said. You know, you're not pitching them.
Right.
You're doing a hard sell on the message like
exactly.
And, you know, you can do other things, too, like, you know, if there is a, let's say there's an Easter Seals community event or something, you can just call up and say, you know, hey, this is Jim Armstrong from Jimbo's Floors. Just wanted to let you know that down at the Riverfront Park, there's going to be an Easter Seals fundraiser. And it's this Saturday. It starts at 9 till 1. They're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs down there. It's going to be a great time. Come on out and support Easter Seals. Hope to see you down there.
Great. Perfect.
And it's a community kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, well, you know, Jeff, there's been some changes recently in the Do Not Call Registry laws. So tell us about those and how the Inner Circle members can stay in compliance and actually profit by it.
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing that we've been kind of going through over the last 3 weeks or so. There have been some changes, and mostly because of all the abuse, you know, that telemarketers have been dishing out to consumers. There are some new notification rules that are in place now, and they really have been implemented to eliminate the abusive and the rampant unidentified caller hang-ups by telemarketing companies. And it's important, I think, that everyone knows that these guidelines that we're notifying everyone with were not, you know, created or authored by ART. They were actually created by the FTC in response to consumer complaints. And so as a voice broadcast provider, it's really our responsibility to notify and educate all of our clients. And so to guarantee the greatest success for our clients while satisfying these new rules, which I'm going to go over in just a minute, and also, you know, distancing ourselves and you from being compared to, you know, abusive telemarketers, there's three basic things that you're going to need, that you'll need to do. First of all, when you send your voice broadcast messages, is be sure to send them to both an answering machine and a live pickup. And here's why. Let's say that in the past you sent a broadcast to all 1,500 of your customers, and let's say that it was a really important message, but you only sent it to play for an answering machine, because some people would say, well, I want to only go to an answering machine, and if it picks up live, then they would hear, sorry, wrong number, and hang up. Well, on average, the first time you sent the broadcast, a little over half of them would have made it to an answering machine, and the rest would have gone to a live pickup where the customer would have heard, you know, sorry, wrong number, and then hang up. Or there would be busy signals or no answers. So in reality, maybe 600 of your 1,500 clients did not get a chance to hear your important message. And if you chose to recycle your list and try it again, you know, to those who picked up live, you might have gotten a few more that went to the answering machine. But in reality, most of those recycled calls would have been again picked up by a live person who would have heard again, sorry, wrong number. Well, way back in the day, a consumer might have only gotten maybe one of those kinds of calls a month, you know, where it's sorry, wrong number, hang up. But with all of the abuse that telemarketing companies have been laying on consumers, now a consumer might get, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 of those a day. So the benefit to going to both an answering machine and a live pickup is, number one, they're not going to hear, I'm sorry, I've dialed the wrong number again. That's going to disappear. And the number of successful connections that play your message the first time is almost going to double, which really means double the exposure, double the response, double the retention. And the funny thing is, Jim, any concern over your customers knowing that you are delivering a recorded message will be negated by the increased business that you get. So that's first of all. Number two, be sure to let them know who you are, who your company is, and the purpose of your call at the beginning of each of your messages. And here's the benefit to that. All of our internal and external surveys have shown that for the most part, clients do want to hear from those they have a business relationship with. And so why not let them know right up front at you with something important to say? And number three, give the listener the opportunity to opt out if they desire at the beginning of your message. What this does, this shows the consumer that you're respectful of their time and their preferences. And it shows them that you, care about them. Now, here's the cool thing. We did a recent broadcast test using this introductory, language that I'll go over in just a minute, to literally thousands and thousands of households through clients of ours, using the opt-out verbiage at the beginning. And at the end of the day, only 0.5% chose to opt out. So what that tells us is that people do want to hear from those they have a business relationship with. And at the end of the day, it's a great thing. So let me give you a quick little example of what your intro message might sound like. It might sound like this. Hey, it's Bill Smith at ABC Floor Coverings with a quick message for you regarding your recent purchase. And by the way, if for any reason you prefer not to receive any of my messages in the future, press 3 now or you can call 1-800-555-1212. Now, about your purchase you just made, blah, 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 blah. So it's a very quick intro, lets them know who you are, what company you're with, also gives them an opportunity to opt out if they don't want, and then they can go right into your message. And you know what, Jim? Every client that we've had the opportunity to talk about these recent rule changes has come away from the conversation feeling better about it and realizing that it's ultimately a much better and a more profitable way to communicate and generate greater retention. And as I said, we had no hand in creating these rules, but in light of that, we do look at this as a tremendous opportunity to increase your growth, increase your retention, and endear yourself even more with your clients while satisfying these new rules. So I hope that helps. So,
oh, absolutely. And
that's how voice broadcast works and everything connected to it.
Yeah, well, what I like is that, you're right up front. You're saying who you are.
Yes.
You give them a chance to opt out if they want. What you just said, the sample script you just did, is so non-invasive, non-cold calling. It's welcome. That kind of approach to speaking with your clients is absolutely dynamite.
And you're saying, and by the way, if you'd prefer not to receive any messages from me, in the future, you can press 3 or dial this 800 number that we provide to people. And so it's almost like the person listening to it is they just naturally go, I don't want to, they feel guilty. I don't want to opt out.
and especially when you're providing, it's not just solid sales pitches you're doing, when you're doing community awareness things, announcing an article coming up in your newsletter. This is stuff they want to know. Again,
Absolutely. It
goes with what I call non-invasive, non-cold calling, welcome, entertaining communication.
Yep.
And that's what you want to use for client nurturing. So let's talk about the tracking systems and reports you get from both of these automated systems. That's important information.
Sure.
How does it help a business owner to constantly improve their return on investment?
Well, we've always believed that the very first rule of advertising is to never do anything that you can't directly track its results, because if you aren't constantly testing and measuring and evaluating and then adjusting, what you're doing is you're wasting potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of your hard-earned dollars. So how do you do this? How do you test and track and evaluate your advertising? Well, you're going to use a very sophisticated online tracking program that we have that allows you to create three customized reports having to do with all the activity being generated by your prospects. And this is for your free recorded messages, and then I'll touch on voice broadcast. The first report that you can create is called a call activity report. So you can go in online and you can punch in a date range, and it's going to bring up every captured phone number of people that called you. Every number is captured. It makes no difference if they have call blocking. It's also going to show the dates and times they called, what ad they called on, whether or not they left you a message or pressed zero to direct connect to you, or even if they requested a fax on demand. It's also going to match a name and an address in about 70 to 85% of the cases. And the purpose of doing this would be if part of your marketing campaign is to do what we would call drip mailers or drip system mailers to people who called. Now, maybe they didn't leave a message, let's say, or maybe they did and you want to do a follow-up. So it helps you create your own highly targeted, and that's the key word, highly targeted direct mail list. The second report having to do with people who call your free recorded message is called ad tracking. Now, tracking your advertising is probably one of the most critical things that you can do in any kind of marketing campaign. I know many people out there have heard this quote that says, I know half my advertising is working, I just don't know which half.
And yeah, exactly.
And that's not a place you want to be. And when you think about it, how do most people find out if their advertising is working? Well, here's what happens. When somebody calls them, they're going to ask, how'd you hear about us? And the problem with that is you're going to get inaccurate information or no information. Somebody might say, well, I read about you in some magazine, or my buddy told me about you, or some flyer, or something. I can't remember, or they'll lie, you know. So what tracking does is enable you to monitor the activity you're getting on up to 10 different mediums. So if you're doing a newsletter, a mailer, a flyer, a door hanger, a business card, wherever it may be, you're going to be able to go into your report and say, let's see how all my advertising is doing. So you're going to punch up a date range, maybe last week, and you'll look in there and you'll say, wow, I'm spending $400 a month on this display ad, and I got four calls, and yet over here my little $75 three-line classified got me 50 calls. So instantly you're going to know kind of, you know, who to hire and who to fire.
Yep.
The third report is called a call duration report, and what it's designed to do is to help tweak your message to get the greatest results. What it does is it shows a bar graph showing how long each caller listened to your messages before they hung up. And this is critical, because what it does is breaks down the percentages of those who listened partway, most of the way, or all the way through. You might find that, you know, in your three-minute message, that 75% of the people are hanging up three-quarters of the way through. So what you want to do is you want to listen to your message, find out what you're saying. Are you boring them? Are you getting too salesy on them? If you didn't have this report, you wouldn't know. You might say, wow, I'm getting tons of people calling, but no one's calling me back or hitting zero to direct connect to me. So that's key. So that's on free recorded messages. Now, let's talk about tracking voice broadcast. When you send a voice broadcast message, you're going to be able to bring up a detailed report on the Internet showing every call that went out, the date, the time, whether or not it connected successfully, or was a busy signal, or a no answer, or whatever. So you can go in and you can recycle all the numbers that didn't make it out the first time, and then schedule them to go out later that day, tomorrow, next week, whenever. So if you had busies, no answers, fax machine or disconnects or other things, you can say, I want to call back all the busies, I want to call back all the no answers, hoping that, you know, somebody picks up, you know, and you can do that. So it's great. So you're going to know exactly what's going on. And our philosophy has always been that it's absolutely important to be able to test, to analyze, and adjust or redesign your advertising campaign, and then go back and test and analyze and do it again until you find out what works. In other words, unless you can track it, don't bother doing it. So that's how tracking data helps really any business owner improve their ROI.
Well, tracking is huge. I preach it. My members hear it from me, and I think everybody understands the importance of tracking. And
oh, yeah.
What's really cool about this is that it's automated. You just pull up reports. So anything where you're doing the pre-recorded messages and voice broadcast, it makes tracking incredibly easy. Now, what I like about your company, Jeff, is that you're an incredibly savvy marketer yourself. You have a marketing mindset that most vendors lack. Most vendors, are kind of idiots when it comes to marketing themselves.
You
guys get it, and you're always coming up with new ways to increase the success of your clients. So tell us about some of the other marketing strategy that ART provides.
Well, here's two great strategies you can use pre-recorded messages for. I'll just throw those out. Probably one of the most underused advertising mediums out there is the business card. If you ask anybody for their business card and you turn the business card over, the back of a typical business card is blank. Very few people use it. I say it's underused because you have a whole lot of real estate on the back of your card that could be used as a direct response medium. So rather than giving someone your business card with nothing on the back, why not add a menu of different extensions that they can call to get a free report or a consumer awareness guide or even to hear testimonials from clients who love you,
Absolutely.
Another idea is on your website. If you have a website, you need to have somewhere on it that drives people to a free recorded message. How many times have you heard, and I talk to people all the time, I got a lot of hits on my site. Well, my first question is, who are they or who were they? And they're not going to be able to tell me. Well, by having some information on your site that's only available through a free recorded message, the caller will then call that number. They get to hear you, become more emotionally attached to you. You'll capture their phone number, and in most cases, their name and the address, and you're going to get a real good idea how effective your site is. So between the business card, using it as a direct response medium, that's key, and every single website should have something on it that drives someone to a free recorded message. So those are just a couple other marketing strategies that we provide as well.
Good tip, combining online and offline marketing.
Yep, and exactly.
To make that happen. Fantastic. So what would you say to someone out there who says that they're techno-challenged and thinks that it'd be too hard for them to get a marketing system like this up and running?
Well, first of all, Jim, I would say that's not true. You don't have to be a genius, a marketing genius, a tech head, or anything kind of like that to take advantage of what we do. In addition to instant access to our online quick start guide, ad samples, tutorials, in addition to the things that you provide, Jim, one of the most important things you get is, well, first of all, what is Nike's slogan? Nike's slogan is just do it, and that's the biggest challenge that people have. So to guarantee that the majority of those who sign up will actually start using the system and not just, stick it on the shelf and forget about it, every person who signs up with us is going to get as many as, I think a dozen audio emails within the first month that have instructions and tips and help and ideas on getting their system up and running quickly. We also have a very cool, when it comes to voice broadcast, we have a voice broadcast tutorial that is you go in and you click on it, and there's five specific lessons that they can click on where they can, it's what they're going to see is my computer screen with me narrating it, walking them through, recording their first voice broadcast message, uploading their list, how to actually do that, scheduling their voice broadcast, and then going through the report. So that's all done through video lessons online, which is really good. And last but not least, we have an awesome customer support team here that's just a phone call away. If you have any questions or need any kind of hand-holding, we're here for them. So it's very easy.
Well, I'll tell you, I've used all of these systems with you guys, and it is easy. I got to where when I send a voice broadcast, I'm just clicking a few buttons, make my recording, and boom, I'm done. It's all step-by-step, laid out, push button, easy. You do it a couple of times, and it's going to be just second nature. It really is not complicated.
Yeah.
So, that comes from having used it myself. So, we're at the top of the hour here, Jeff. Do you have a few minutes to take some questions?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. And then what I want to do after that is talk about how they can get signed up with your service.
Okay, cool.
So let me go ahead and unmute the call here. And okay, anybody have any questions for Jeff or myself?
Jeff, George Smith, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Good. I have reader boards out in front of my business that track 2-4 lanes north and south, east and west. If we were to do something like this and put a pre-recorded message out there with a phone number on it along with our other advertisement, is that something that you think would work?
Oh, well, sure. Anytime you give the public the opportunity, as I mentioned before, to listen to a free recorded message versus, see, when you tell someone to call a number, and it doesn't even matter if you say, that's why you don't want to say call my hotline or call my info line or call, because I can call the drug prevention hotline and get a live person. And there's a stigma that people have attached to calling a number because they think I'm going to have to talk to a salesperson. I'm going to have to talk to somebody live, and I don't want to do that. I would rather just shop anonymously or try to get the information I want. So when you say call free recorded message, you attract more people, you know, to that. The other thing that is if you have the opportunity, you know, again, to create a direct response, even if it's just a few words or whatever, you know, some sort of a direct response meeting where they're calling to get educational information that you're providing them versus a pitch. So if a good example is the one carpet cleaning example, I think, where they said, you know, warning, don't think about using a carpet cleaner until you listen to this free consumer awareness message on choosing the right cleaner, because now the public thinks that this is a non-biased consumer report, and it drives people there. But I think any medium out there, outside, inside, print, web, is perfectly suitable for a free recorded message.
Has anybody done it on reader boards? And when I say reader boards, they're electronic. They no longer are allowed to read left to right. The message has to be stabilized. They can't be flashing sale, sale, sale anymore. Indiana's cracked down on all these. But
I don't know if we have. We're out in Southern California here. So where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana. See, we don't have those out there, so I'm not familiar with those. And these are just illuminated boards that come up.
Well, they're just like digital reader boards. You're driving down the road, some are multicolored, some are red, some are blue, some are yellow.
Sure.
And they have a message that reads across them, much like when you sit down in some of the diners and you see et cetera, steak, drinks, and so forth. Only these are right out by the highway, and they're quite large, and I've utilized them for several years with success. My thought is, with 70,000 traffics a day going down the 1-4 lane,
sure, right,
beyond the customer list, why not put this out there? And I wouldn't mind getting a slap on the wrist by letting the phone number flash for the pre-recorded message.
I think that's fine.
I don't know what ramifications it have, and that was part one you answered. Part two is, has anybody else tried it?
I haven't. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Here's the other thing. The other challenge we face too is that all of our clients are, you know, they do everything autonomously. You know, they run their ads. They do this. We always tell people, hey, if you have success stories, if you're trying things that works, let us know so that we can pass that info to other people, which they do. Now, as far as the reader boards, I don't have any, I'll be honest, I don't have any data on that, on if
bottom,
it works.
Bottom line, George, test the thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, well, what's obvious, Jim, is we're not looking at 1,500 or 3,000 customers, friends that we've done business with. We're looking at everybody that drives by, and they're literally big numbers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that could be really powerful.
Yeah,
well, again, track, test, measure, evaluate, and refine. That's the whole thing. You may find that, and you know, the funny thing is, we see this in our world out here. We find that a classified ad in Fresno, California, for an insurance agent works, you know, wonders. But the same classified ad in Springfield, Illinois, may not.
Yeah.
And it just depends on what you want to do. So you definitely want to track, test, and measure, and that's the best advice that I could give you. And I know you feel the same way, Jim.
Well, the other thing is, too, even if, let's say you had a guy using message boards in L.A., what you said is absolutely true. From region to region, different particular strategies, you get different results. It's funny how that is. But you could have, 10 guys in L.A. being wildly successful with reader boards, and that doesn't translate that George in Indiana is going to have success, and vice versa. They could all be having really crappy results
right.
in L.A., but that doesn't mean George should still test it
yep.
and give it a shot, because it just doesn't really, it's so inexpensive. I would definitely test that.
I would say, obviously, George, if it was something where there was a huge outlay of cash involved, I'd think twice. But obviously, if it's something that can be done fairly inexpensively, just like someone who's just starting advertising, they're going to start with inexpensive print media, let's say. If you can do that, I would definitely check it out and try it, and then let us know what you find.
Yeah.
Yep. You're good. Thanks.
Yep. Excellent. Any other questions? Going once.
I got one.
Oh, here we go. Who's this?
This is Felix. How you doing?
Hey, Felix.
Hi, Felix.
Hey, how much does stuff cost? Or how do you guys bill? Is it by the call? Is it by the incoming thing? How's it work? Or where can we get more information about that?
Actually, what we're going to do, Felix, is right after the Q&A session, Jeff's going to take a couple of minutes and cover all of that, okay?
Yep.
Super.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Jeff, anybody listening to that, let's say they decide that, this connection marketing system is the answer to getting connected with their prospects, staying connected with their past clients. Answer Felix's question, what does it cost to get enrolled? I know that we have a special going for members of the Inner Circle Club, and how can they get started right away with this?
Well, first of all, you're going to go to our website, which is at www.automaticresponse, all one word, automaticresponse.com. And feel free to cruise around the site. You'll get a lot of great information. To sign up, you're going to click on the Sign Up button, which is in the upper right-hand corner, and it's going to take you to a page where you'll be prompted to type in a special promotional code that we've arranged with you, Jim. So everyone can take advantage of special discounts off the setup fee.
Can I give that code, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Okay, that code that you're going to type in is 5820.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the manual, but there it is again. So you will get some discounts by doing that.
And when you do that, it's going to take you to a page where you'll see what we call the connection marketing system, and that's comprised of both free recorded messages and voice broadcast. By putting in Jim's code, you're going to get a $100 discount off the setup fee. Somebody comes in off the street, they're going to pay a $299 one-time setup fee, but because of Jim and that code, you're going to pay a $199 one-time setup fee, and this includes, and then the monthly costs. Our average client that uses both free recorded messages and voice broadcast religiously, as they should, spends an average of $4.25 a day. That's what they spend. Now, the way that I put that in perspective is I say, how much does a Venti Frappuccino at Starbucks cost? Out here, it's $4.60, and that's for, and that's for an addictive drug in a cup, So
that doesn't have a high rate of return.
High rate of return, right. So you're going to spend, all the information's on there. Like I said, you're going to get 400, with the monthly cost, you're going to get 400 minutes of usage for free recorded messages. Your whole system is there. The voice broadcast system is all in place. And then whenever you do voice broadcasts, a typical voice broadcast, 30-second message that connects and plays your message costs about 10 cents. So if you send an average, and like I said, this is an average business that's using their free recorded messages for advertising and their voice broadcast to stay in touch with their clients. And we use kind of an average of 300, 400 clients. You probably have more. They're spending $4.25 a day on average, and so it's very inexpensive when you think about the fact that you are automating all of your marketing, your lead generation, and your client nurturing.
Yeah, so to further answer Felix's question about cost, it is going to vary a bit by usage. So,
yep.
You know, if you get 100 calls a month, it's going to be a little bit different cost than, you know, 25 calls a month. If you're using voice broadcast and you have a 500 people in your database, it's going to be different than if you have 5,000.
Right.
So it does vary a bit. The best thing to do is, like Jeff said, go on the website, check it out.
And also, Jim, real quick, I'm sorry for interrupting, but when you get to the marketing cart page where we show the connection marketing system, there's a play button. Click the little play button, and you're going to hear me explain that page and exactly what everything is and how to fill it out and sign up.
Okay, fantastic. It's everybody listening to this, I totally 100% recommend that you use this system. It's not a cost. It's an investment. Really, the system is free because of the money, the additional profits that you're going to generate as you use this system, it's going to way, way, way more than pay for itself. You're buying money at a discount by investing in this system. I continue to use it, and I just can't say enough good things about it. And
sure.
Using it to supplement all the other marketing that you're using, it's just a powerful resource. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us, staying a little over on the call
today. Oh, no
problem. Yeah, and I look forward to doing this again with you.
All right. Well, thanks very much for having me on the call, Jim. Really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody for coming on the call. And any help that we can provide, again, you can go to automaticresponse.com. You can also give us a call at 888-408-4222. That's our phone number here. And remember to use the code, Jim's code, 5820, to get the discounts on the setup fee.
Fantastic. Okay, thanks, everyone, for being on the call today. Until next time, happy marketing.
Thanks.